This man was front and center and involved at the World Hockey Summit. He is the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. Always a pleasure to welcome to the program, Ken Holland. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good. Nice to be with you.
All right. Have you solved all the problems of the in the world of hockey? Come on.
Well, we solved them for today, I guess.
Did you enjoy being part of it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, to be up there with the people that was on stage, the very, very influential, powerful people. And, you know, I think any time you can create conversation and create, get people, their juices flowing and think, you know, and people have passion and only good can come from it.
There's a lot of people, Kenny, that weren't there and didn't hear your thoughts about the issues around NHL teams cooperating and supporting going to Sochi. But quite frankly, there are a lot more than financial issues that stand in the way of an NHL team or the NHL itself allowing players to go play at the Olympics in 2014. Can you be a little more descriptive about that?
Well, I think the first thing, John, is, you know, I'm not speaking on behalf of the league. I'm speaking on behalf of the Detroit Red Wings.
Fair enough.
You know, so, we have one vote. But, you know, our experiences, you know, in 2002, when Steve Yzerman went to play for Canada, I know that when he came back, he had his knee had flared up. He didn't play another game for us the last 25 games or so in the regular season. He played for us in the playoffs, and when the playoffs were over, had to have knee surgery. So, you know, I think sometimes players, you know, they're picked and there's no replacement. So there's this pressure to just, even if you've got an injury, to kind of grind through. In 2006, when the Swedes won in Torino, they all went to Stockholm for a party and a celebration. I signed off on it, but, you know, we played in San Jose and we played five players short, and there's this competitive issues. You know, it happens right in the middle of the season. You know, I was very fortunate to be involved with Team Canada and Steve Yzerman, Mike Babcock this year. When I'm a BC born boy, I would love to see NHL players in the Olympics. I mean, who wouldn't want to see best on best? But, you know, when I put on my general manager's hat, there are, you know, issues that affect our team, and you know, at the end of the day, when that tournament is over, you know, it was Mike Babcock and I jumped on a plane the day after in Vancouver to fly down to Colorado. We had to play the Avalanche that night. We're 2 points out of an eighth place playoff spot. You know, we're back to our day job, and that's what pays the bills. So, you know, on one hand, you know, you want to see best on best, but I'm hired by the Ilitches to look out for the assets and the interests of the Detroit Red Wings. And I think that, you know, travel, the schedule, maybe the roster number, the ability to, that was one of the things that was talked about there, the ability to maybe halfway through the tournament, you know, bring in some players if you got some players injured, so that players that are banged up don't feel this obligation to continue to push on because there's no replacement for them. So, you know, hopefully, you know, as time, I think we're a couple of years out. I mean, it's everybody's all excited talking about the Olympics. Like, the last one just ended 3 months ago. So, you know, it's a long time before the next Olympics. But I think that there's some issues that affect our hockey team that we'd like to see addressed moving forward if we're going to support it.
Ken Holland of the Detroit Red Wings joining us. Boy, it's got to be quite a, you know, a wrestling match. You know, you want to be part of the Olympic team that wins a gold medal. But you also have that, you know, that major responsibility is being a winner with your National Hockey League team. Having the Olympics as a general manager, just putting your general manager's hat on from the NHL, does it screw up your entire season, Ken?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that all the best players are there, so all the teams, the 30 teams involved, have their best players at the tournament. But I just think that, you know, this year, you know, we worked with Hockey Canada. Hockey Canada did a great job on the last Sunday when there was games, getting a private plane to go from, I think, Pittsburgh to Columbus and pick players up as they went. it was the only way that we could really get everybody in a timely fashion, have a good practice on the Monday. And I know that they had planes going to and from Torino, but you know, I think that we need to. There's issues that need to be, you know, again addressed or fine tuned from our perspective. But you know, I think that you know, even in our own camp, there's some people in our organization that would be just as happy if we didn't get involved in the Olympics. My personal opinion is, I think it's great that our players are involved in the Olympics. I think it's a wonderful showcase. I think we have the greatest game in the world, the greatest players in the world, and I thought the tournament in Vancouver was spectacular. The competitiveness, the speed of play, everybody played by the rules, played hard. It was exciting. I think it captivated the hockey world for 2 weeks. But again, we got to jump on the plane at 3:30 or 4 the next morning, go to the airport. We got to play in Denver that night. We're in a hunt for a playoff game. Fortunately, we won the game. We went to the rink. We debated whether we would play Brian Rafalski because he'd been through an emotional 15 days. So, you know, hopefully everybody can work together and find solutions that make everybody happy, because ultimately my responsibility is to the Detroit Red Wings.
Hey, you know, in the world of soccer, you know, even the greatest teams on any continent provide players to national teams for games on an international level. Well, the regular seasons are going on. Is there any way that could occur at some point where you could actually, like, even in junior hockey, the regular season could continue in an event?
You know, John, I don't know how much about soccer, but they seem to have, like, there's these UEFA Cups, and there's this cup, and there's that cup. You know, so I'm not familiar with how important the regular season is. I know in our sport that the regular season, especially in the salary cap world now in this league, you know, of parity, you know, teams are making the playoffs and missing the playoffs, you know, by shootouts on the last day of the year, and they're making it, missing it by 1 and 2 points. So, you know, the problem is you'll have some, you know, we had 7 or 8 players go to the Olympics. If some teams have 1 or 2, you're talking 2.5 or 3 weeks where, you know, you've got your 7 or 8, some teams have their 7 or 8 best players not with the team, and other teams aren't affected. Like, that doesn't go with me at all.
No, I guess my only argument is if you don't have players going to the Olympics, you're not going to make the playoffs anyway. So,
John, you might. If for 3 weeks you're playing teams that have all their best players, I mean, you start to play, you know, we play 3 games a week, that's 6 or 7 games.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's teams, you know, teams that missed the playoffs by 7, 8, 9 points. I mean, we just got to look at the standings. There's, you know, it's really jumbled from 6 to 12 and 13 in both conferences. Yeah.
As you mentioned, though, Ken, having been on both sides, the great thing about the Olympics is that opportunity to see best versus the best. So you can see the questions there to have the NHL be part of it. Yet all of a sudden we see your side where, you know, you're going to lose 7 players. You don't know what shape they're going to come back in, how tired they're going to be, and where you're going to be in the standings if you have to make a push to get into the postseason.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is insurance. You know, the player, you know, we signed Henrik Zetterberg to a $70 million deal. You know, when he goes to the Olympics, if he would have a career-ending injury, 100% of that salary is not covered by insurance. So the person that's got it covered is my owner.
Right.
You know, so I don't know, you know, there's issues, you know, like I guess my contribution today was to say that, you know what, I love the Olympics as much as you do, but I'm on the other side, I'm on the business side, and ultimately there's millions of dollars at stake. I understand that we all want to see best on best. I'm a fan too. I want to see best on best in every sport. And I just think that if you know, hopefully we can, you know, there's solutions for everything. If you get people motivated and everybody has the best interest of the game at heart, then I'm optimistic that you'll find solutions. But I think as is, you know, there's for the Detroit Red Wings, I'm speaking on behalf of the Detroit Red Wings, based upon the number of players that we've had going in 2002 and 2006 and 2010. Fortunately, we've had good teams. And we've had points banked away but that the difference, the parity, the difference between teams is very, very slim now, and it's, you know, we have you know, when you go to the Olympics in 02 and you come back and you don't get the services of Steve Yzerman for the last 2 months of the year, if we'd have that situation happening last year, we missed the playoffs.
Hey, we only got a minute here, but would you support the World Cup?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the one advantage about the World Cup, John, is that I imagine it would be in August and September.
One would assume so.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be in your off. You know, it's in your. You know, there's no games being played. We would control the dates and the times, and you could have a training camp, and you could do some other things. So, yeah, I think it's all good, healthy. The debate ultimately, it's 2 to 3 years out before any decisions are going to be made. But, you know, the Olympics are fresh on everybody's mind. It just happened 4 or 5 months ago, and it's probably good to have some conversation going forward.
Yep.
Ken, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.